I'm going to read a few scriptures tonight. And if God will anoint me, if He don't anoint me, I'll sit down. I'm not just starting here this 10 to 9. So we may be here to 10 to 10. I don't know. Amen. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, or Isaiah, whatever you want to say, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our fathers. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I want you to go to John, St. John, the 15th chapter. First verse. John said, I am, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I want to go back, and I want to read that fourth verse. Maybe the fourth and the fifth. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. I believe I'll read the next one. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them in the fire. In the fire. I want you to keep them scriptures in mind, if you will. I want you to turn to the 7th chapter of Acts the Apostles. Or not Acts the Apostles, but Matthew. I want you to turn to the 7th chapter. Brother Langdon used this the other night when he preached some. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them No, maybe I'm getting too fast. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a good tree, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Somebody said, how are we going to know these false prophets that's coming among us? And 1 John plainly tells us that they're already among us. They've gone out. They're already among us, so the only way, like I said a few minutes ago, that you're going to be able to discern them out is to really be prayed up and on fire for God, that the Spirit of God can give you, we might say, the discernment of the Spirit. I'll tell you another way you can discern them out. If you see somebody that once lived a life and professed holiness and walked in the light as God shined it up on their pathway, and they stripped for the race, they cleaned up, they laid down, and they separated their self from the world, and they go a little while, and you begin to see them go back and begin to pick up things and put things on that they once took off. They begin to do these things. That's a good sign. That's a good sign that they're not bearing forth good fruit. Amen? Well, ain't no use me saying I don't want to get hard on you. Because when you begin to preach like this, it gets hard on people. And I'm telling you, I never saw a day like we're living in, brother, that people can live any kind of a life and can get up and profess to be holiness. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing about it. The Bible said, "Yea, by their fruits ye shall know them." And he said, "A corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit, and neither can a good tree bring forth evil fruit." So if you see something like this happening today, you can just say that somebody is not living the life that they used to live. Somebody said you're trying to judge people. Brother, I just now told you that the Word of God will give us a privilege to look at people and tell whether or not that they're still in the faith or not. Jesus said in the Word of God, He said, "Will I find faith when I return?" And I wonder a lot of times, is God really going to find holiness people when He returns? I thought about it the other day, talking to a certain fella, and he said, "My, ain't things bad." I said, "Yeah, they're bad, but," I said, "wait 10 more years. If the world stands 10 more years, I said, "You think it's bad now?" I said, "You're going to be lucky if you find a holiness church." You mark that down in your book if you want to. You're going to be lucky if you find a true holiness church. Amen. You might say, what are you basing your thoughts and your theories on? I'm basing it on the past 5 years. Amen. I've never seen holiness change as fast in the last 5 years as it's changed. Right up and down this high valley, we've got people that used to live a holy, consecrated life. And brother, they're as bold as a lion today with it. They'll stand in your face and tell you they don't believe any part of it now. Amen. And you'd be surprised if a bunch of them, if I tell you who they are. But they can scream and they can holler and they can hoop and they can run the aisles, but they don't believe in holiness. But they don't believe in holiness. But let me tell you something today. I'm holding this from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. And I believe it, and I'll die in it. Thank God I'm not about to back up. I'm not about to compromise with these critics today that we have running around over the country talking about being holiness and living like the very devil themselves. Brother, my Bible don't back stuff like that up. You're going to have to live a clean, holy, consecrated life to God. Amen. Amen. I get so outdone with this stuff. If I wasn't going to live holiness, and I didn't believe holiness, you know what I'd do? I'd go get me a church where they believe what I did. Amen. I wouldn't make myself miserable. Hold your hat. Here a while back, a certain woman, now I'm going on what a preacher told me the other night, that she was going to take the Bible and show him where it wasn't wrong for a woman to wear pantsuits. He said, "All right, where are you going to?" She said, "I'm going to Deuteronomy." Well, he said, "You're already wrong." He said, "I know what you're going to." He said, "You're already wrong." Because he said the Word of God says it's abomination. And he said anything that's abomination in the sight of God, it's sin for people to do it. Glory to God. He said, "There ain't no use going. I don't want to hear it." Listen, if it's ever a day and time that you and I as holding this preacher, when these people come with them saying, put our finger right in their face and say, I don't believe it, because the Word of God against it. Go and cut their hair off and say, I saw a new light. You telling me, yes you did. But I believe the one that you see now is going to drag your soul into hell. Going against the Word of God. Doing these things. Oh, come on. I'm telling you. Tonight, if there's ever a time that we ought to get on holiness and stay on holiness, it's now. It's now. If we don't, Sister Ruby used to call them jellyfish preachers. If we don't get more backbone than what we've got to look the devil in the face when they come with these things and tell us or try to tell us that there's no wrong, stick their nose in the Word of God. Say, tell God about it. Don't tell me. The Word of God says it's abomination, it's abomination. And I'll let you know anything's abomination is sin. God's nostrils is full of it. Amen. Oh, I hate to preach like this sometimes. But if we don't preach it, if we don't stand on it, brother, the false prophets is going to take the world. And the people will run around and pat it on the back while they're doing it. I'm going to tell you one thing. If you don't live the life, don't try to come preach to me. I don't want you to hear you preach. That's the reason why I've been going down here this week. And back in these boys is preaching the gospel. Brother, these boys have been, I know their lives. And they've been preaching the gospel. I know there ain't been a big crowd going down there, but they've been preaching the Word of God. And I appreciate preachers that will stand and preach it. But brother, I'm telling you, we're living in a time when anybody could get in the pulpit and squall right loud in the half of the Pentecostal churches to fall for it. I want you to know something. Brother, sister, live the life. Before you try to preach to me, live the life. And if you're not living it, don't try to preach it. Amen. Amen. I tell you, I get sick of this stuff. I get to the place sometimes, I tell the wife, I get to the place sometimes I feel like just crawling under something and hiding myself. Seeing the destruction that preachers are bringing upon the churches today, preaching and trying to convince people of different parts of the Word of God, and not even living to self. Listen, let me tell you something. Tonight, if I wasn't living it, I wouldn't get in this pulpit. I'm telling you, if I wasn't living it, tonight I wouldn't get in this pulpit and tell you one thing. You know what I do? I take my seat back down to the rest of you. Amen. Palm back on the back seat for what I can get. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's going to be a bunch of preachers when they get to the judgment bar of God. You listen to me. There's going to be a bunch of preachers when they get to the judgment bar of God that's going to come up shaking in the boots. You hear me? You hear me? There's going to be a bunch of people, and a big lot of them is going to be preachers. When they come up to the judgment bar of God, they're going to be shaking in their boots. What for, Brother Benny? Simply because they don't live life. simply because they're trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. Let me tell you something right now. Brother, I didn't start in this thing to deceive people. I started in this thing to tell people the truth. And I may not have too many patting me on the back. And I don't, may not have too many $5 bills flying my way. And what have you, but I'll tell you the truth while I'm here. Amen. I'll tell you the truth while I'm here, because I'm going to tell you why. When I stand before God at the judgment bar, I don't want to hear no words, depart from me. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't know you, or I know you're not. But I want to hear the blessed words. Come, my blessed, oh my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen. Won't it be a sad thing just to be in line standing at the judgment bar of God and hear a bunch of so-called people supposed to be holiness start screaming and wringing their hands? Huh? Going to be a sad thing. Sister Mary Carter, it's going to be sad. I don't want that. I don't want that in my life. I want to make it into the city of God. And the only way I'm going to make it is thus saith the Word of God. I could preach longer. I'm not going to. I don't think go any further. I don't want to worry people. But I would like to use one more scripture, or maybe a couple more. I want you to turn to the 13th chapter of Luke and the 6th verse. And he spake a parable. He spake this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. I want you to keep them words in mind. And find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answered, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year. Also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bring fruit, well. And if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. Come 3 years. 3 years. I thought of scripture while I was reading that. Peter said that the Lord was not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness. But He said He's long-suffering. 3 solid years He come seeking fruit on that fig tree and found none. I wonder, church, how long has it been that He's been coming, seeking fruit, and finding none. Huh? How long? We sang a song a lot of times. How long has it been since you talked to the Lord? How long has it been since some of you really prayed to? Huh? How long has it been since some of you really prayed to? Well, I don't know what praying to is. What is it, Brother Ben? What is praying to? How long has it been since you prayed long enough to feel God's Spirit take up its abode in your life? Huh? 3 long years come seeking fruit. Found none. He said, well, I just cut it down. Do away with it. I said to you the other night, I said, God is going to get tired of fooling people one day. Proverbs, I quoted that, the 29th chapter, the first verse, said, he that been often reproved and hardened his neck would suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. It's a sad thing, folks, to see the Christian world today in the shape it's in. By the fruits you shall know them. And Pharisees, Sadducees come to John's baptism. They had a religion. That's right. They believed pretty strong in their ways. They had a religion. I won't call it the salvation, but they had a religion. And they come to his baptism and thought, sure the world, he'd jerk him up and put him under holy water. Put them in the holy water, baptize them. They thought he would. They probably heard what a great man he was and how the power of God was moving, what a fine job he was doing of preaching. They thought, well, we'll just run up there and let him baptize us. They come up there, and John just looked at them, and he just called them generation of vipers. He said, he warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Go ye therefore and bring fruit. Fruit. How many believes his fruit goes along with salvation? Amen. He said, go bring forth our fruit, meet for our repentance. And think not in yourself to say we have Abraham to our father, because he said Abraham is able to raise up children. Or God's rather is able to raise up children unto Abraham. And he went on to say, and behold, the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. And every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I'm going to tell you something, whether you believe me or not. Whether you believe me or not. I fear for a lot of people. I fear God's going to come one of these days and cut them down. Cut them off. Because God gets tired of fooling people after so long time. And so us don't be like this fig tree. Us don't let him come continually seeking fruit and finding none. Over in James, the 3rd chapter and the 12th verse, he asked the question, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, or either a vine figs? So can no fountain bring forth or yield salt water and fresh. No fountain is going to yield both salt water and fresh. And be patient, my brother, 5th chapter and the 7th verse. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it, until he receiveth the early and the latter rain. Amen. God is patient tonight. He's waiting for the precious fruit. You believe that? You believe that? He's waiting for the precious fruit that we're supposed to have in the church today. That's the kind of people He's come back after. He's come back after people that's a fruit-bearing Christian. Ones that's washed the robes and made them whiter than in the blood of the Lamb, without spot, without wrinkle, or any such thing. So tonight, I'm going to close. I'm going to get them to get a song. And I'm going to warn you tonight. A lot of you need to pray. A lot of you need to pray. You need to lay aside a lot of things that's keeping you from praying. And you need to consecrate your life to God. And unless you do, you're going to be like the fig tree. Amen? You're going to be like the fig tree. The Lord's just going to constantly come, and you're going to be in the same category. You're going to be in the same boat, sitting on your seat, doing nothing. Doing nothing. And after a while, then God's going to say, like He did about the fig tree, just cut it, cut them out. Let them go. He said, in one scripture, He said He would turn you over for a reprobate mind, to let you go your own way, and believe or die, and be damned. So tonight, we don't want you to do that. We want you to get in. I want you to remember this weekend, Brother Mark Hatfield will be here to preach for us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Pray for Brother Mark. God would give him the very message that you and I need. Now, Brother Mark may be harder on you than what I am. Amen. He don't cut no corners. He just preaches it like it is. And so, us pray that God will give us souls this weekend. Save souls. Sanctify. Baptize with the Holy Ghost. How many believes God can still do it? Amen. So, us pray much and ask God to meet with us here. Us stand right now while they sing.